This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
My name is Yesenia. I am interviewing Yvonne Perez in a cafe at Union Square on October 17, 2019. Do you give me permission to record this oral history?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to start off with, where did you grow up?
I grew up in the Bronx, New York.
Describe your favorite meal growing up.
My favorite meal growing up, it's changed. When I was a little girl, I think my favorite meal was always breakfast because I felt the need to gain energy. And I always wanted a full stomach to be able to experience and enjoy my day. At the moment, it's just a simple coffee can do for me now.
Okay. Is there any specific reason why you only stick to coffee for now?
Because energy, I don't know if I might be addicted to caffeine, but coffee really gives me the boost in the morning to be able to get through the day. I also think coffee is such a trademark for like the mornings. And so, I don't know, I buy into that. And also I've noticed that if I eat too hefty in the morning, it makes me feel too worn out at the beginning of the day. I usually, now lunch has become more of the larger course for throughout my day.
Okay. Does a certain food remind you of a loved one?
That's interesting. A certain food. Two things. I think coffee, now that you think that you answer that question, coffee specifically, I know it's not a food, but it's important for me. I remember drinking, my first experience with coffee was through my dad. My dad is an insane coffee drinker. And I remember always every morning sitting down and having my coffee with him. So that's significant for me. Mm-hmm. But I think my meals, my favorite cuisine is Mexican. I'm Mexican descent. And I mean, my mom makes some killing Mexican food. Growing up to that really hones into me growing up.
So besides your both parents, have you at any time prepared a meal with them or someone elderly?
Besides my parents, I guess. I mean, they're all family related. I mean, like my mom, the women in my family don't really cook. It's more their partner. So I think, I mean, I've had many meals where my sister's partner cooks. And, you know, I enjoy that. And, not so much. Yeah, I mean, I'm in college, I would cook for myself. So that's about to the extent of it.
Okay. Are there any foods that have scarred you in a good way or a bad way? What food was it?
I think it's not the specific food that has scarred, but I think eating in buffets, that overwhelms my stomach. Like, I think I love eating. I love food.
Okay.
And so when I'm in a place setting like a buffet, there's so many options that I just want to grab everything. And I think mixing the different foods is what really bothers and makes me feel sick. But other than that, I'm a big fan of food, and I'm okay with like trying different things.
Okay, that's good to know. What is currently your favorite meal to eat or to make?
I love Mexican food. I think specifically in Mexican food, what I love are like just anything. Like, I mean, going from as simple as a taco, just the sauces and the salsa with the citrusy taste of it. For me, it's the best thing I could ever eat. I could eat that for days. But I mean, it also varies. Like, I mean, I just think just the cuisine in itself, I love. Like, there's more elaborate dishes that take more, and it's very specific or complicated. I could always get myself to eat those multiple times.
So, besides your inheritance or nationality, does it carry any significance beyond the food itself?
Oh, absolutely. I think in every way, the language. The religious affiliation, the spiritual, that is, the culture and tradition, just the emblem of like of colorful, like, I don't know, colorful designs and decorations all around. I think it's a huge, huge, probably the greatest influence of my person.
Okay. If you could pick anyone in the world, who would you eat your favorite meal with? Why? And what would you eat?
At the moment, I'm pretty sure there's many people. But at the moment, the first one that comes to mind, and I think I like always live and stand by her, it's Frida Kahlo. I think, what would I eat? For now, I think, I don't know, it's coming to mind, I would have some tamales. It's simple, it's tasty. And why? Just like, I think I would love to eat like in her home. In her native home, just like her art and like just her way of celebrating her culture, and it's just so like ethnic and traditional. That would be an experience for me.
Okay. I know you said you're very open to eating any type of food. Is there any food you will not eat? Could be maybe an allergic reaction. Could be something that a family member just maybe didn't cook right, so it kind of made you to keep away from it.
Yeah, I think there's a specific item, liver, I cannot get myself to eat that.
Like chicken liver?
Yeah, like ugh. Like it's just not good for me. I can't do that. There is a specific dish, Mexican dish, that I'm not a fan of, and that's I think my family is from Puebla, the state of Puebla, and I think it's very typical in Puebla, and it's called chile relleno.
Okay.
It's a large green pepper stuffed with, I guess, cheese and like other ingredients as desired, but I just can't get myself to eating that. I don't think I'm a fan of the actual green pepper, so that's something I can't eat at all.
I think I can actually I don't eat it myself. They do it with fried egg.
Yeah.
But they have the cheese inside it.
Yeah.
So I like opening it up and eating the cheese or eggs on the side, but I don't really like the chile.
The pepper,
Because it could be sweet, but then sour at the same time, but then soggy, you know? So like, it's kind of like...
Yeah, messy. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I think I could share that with you. Okay. Do you abide by any dietary restrictions because of your culture or religion?
No, I can eat anything. I don't think it would be culture or religion. I think it's now more of health-wise. I try not to eat so heavy late in my day because, you know, I try to eat more in the middle of the day where I'm the most active, just so that way I can burn off. It's something I've been practicing, you know, as I get older, you know, my body is changing and I just need to be mindful of certain things. Or another thing is, you know, diabetes runs heavily in my family, so I try to keep away from sweets. I'm actually trying to eat no more sweets than as much, and just so that way I can grow, I can maintain a relatively healthy life as long as possible.
Okay. Are there any certain foods you only eat on special occasions, and what are those occasions?
Oh, absolutely. Like in the holidays. Oh, the holidays are big. So either it's Christmas or New Year's. In my family, it's very typical to eat pozole with tostadas.
Okay.
That's a very typical thing that we eat. Or there's, you know, in Día de los Muertos coming out, there's a specific pan de muertos that is very common that I tend to always have. And I guess I'm those are the ones that come to mind because of the time and the seasons coming up. So I can immediately think of those given the upcomingness of it.
So I know Día de los Muertos tends to remind us of our family members who have passed. Is there any specific person that just pops up into your head?
Yeah. So just actually 2 days ago, my mother was talking to my eldest sister about creating an altar. Very typical Día de los Muertos for her parents, so my grandmother and my grandfather. And they were just specifically talking about what would go on it. I think they're going out shopping for that today. That includes, you know, for my grandpa, his chocolate. He's a lover of chocolate. And, you know, for my grandma, she loved mangoes. So that's a little issue of where they will find mangoes at this time of the year.
Yeah.
But it's something that they keep in mind. And they're very, very big on, like, making sure they find items of food that they individually like to drink while they were with us.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, with their flowers, of course, with their
candles.
Typical candles and then typical bread of a day, pan de muerto. They do it all out.
Okay. And who in your life cooks the best meal?
The best?
Yeah.
I gotta give it to my mom's. She doesn't cook as much anymore because she's getting older, but wow, when she was in her peak and she would cook, she would. I think because of her cookings is why I love the cuisine so much. because she can kill it. Like, I don't know, she was blessed with that skill of cooking. I sometimes wish I could cook as much as well as she can. But yeah, she's amazing.
Is there any specific type of plate she cooks that you might want, that you might like?
She can make some amazing. There's a lot. I think her caldo de pollo, so it's some chicken stew. It's, wow, delicious. And I can eat cabbage only when it's cooked, but the way she cooks it is amazing. She's also, her gorditas. Nobody like her can make it like her. It's very typical. It's laborious, but she can make such a good, make them so well. And also like a specific octopus salad. I don't know, how she dresses the salad. It's amazing that I can eat it with like her white rice. And so those are three things that I just, wow.
Any of those three things made on only special occasions?
No, not really. I think those are more the commoners. Of course, when one of us gets sick, caldo de pollo is more common. Octopus salad only on special occasions, I guess, because it's because of the cost of octopus. You can't always cook it all the time. I remember when I was younger, she would ask me what I would want to eat for my birthday. Octopus salad would be always the first thing. And also some holidays. When I was younger, they would make
it. Any of these plates come from traditions or family members that have passed on that type of plate?
I'm pretty sure, yes. I'm pretty sure my mom got a lot of her cooking from her mother. Absolutely. I think it's also very, like, ingrained in the culture. I mean, I'm pretty sure more than, you know, other people, you know, of Mexican descent, they can relate, like, oh, I've had those and sometime in my life.
So you would say it's more like a typical type of plate?
Yeah.
That any type of, like, any culture can say, oh, we've had it when we were sick.
Absolutely.
Okay. What does eating well mean to you?
Eating well. I think eating well is more of like having available what you crave or what you want. I think it's one, having the availability, being able to afford it, having that as an option. I think now as I am getting older, I'm also considering the notion of whether it's healthy, if it includes a balance of, you know, some of what is good and what kind of it's better for you. And I think, you know, feeling satisfied at the end of the day after the meal. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite restaurant?
It's kind of hard to say. I think favorite restaurant. I think for me, what can be... Oh, that's interesting.
Maybe some place you visited more than others.
Yeah.
A place you go for a special occasion.
For special occasion. I think it varies. I think it's at least if we're sticking to the Mexican cuisine, there's like little local stands, like fonditas or taquerias that are just cheaper, but they're so yummy. In fact, one that is coming to mind specifically, I've been going more frequently now than ever. It's like a bakery, but if you walk into the extent of it, they actually make food and they sell when you can sit down.
Like in the back of the restaurant?
In the back of the restaurant. So that's common, you know? I think there's many places like that that might show up as just being a simple store, a convenience store, or like a bakery, but really... They can have some sit down service for you. So that's I think those conditions is what I enjoy now more.
And when you visited that place, what would you tend to order and why?
Oh, definitely the pozole. I mean, wow, it's good. It comes closest to what I experienced with my mom. And if I want some, you know, cheap food but good, that's the spot to go.
Okay. How does the food you eat or cook make you who you are?
Can you say that again?
How does the food you eat or cook make you who you are?
My mom always jokes that I've always been a person of a good appetite, of a large appetite. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I don't know, I just like food. And so I like exploring it. You know, I guess, you know, though my favorite cuisine happens to be the same culture I grew up with, I don't shy away from other cuisines. And so that's one. It's that speaks to my openness to interact with whoever, whenever. I think my also speaks to my celebration of cultural diversity. I'm willing to go anywhere.
Is there any type of food or plate that you've eaten from other countries or other ethnicities?
Yeah. Let's see. I like Indian food. Specific masala sauce. So it could be lamb or chicken in masala sauce. Tikka masala. I specifically enjoy pasta, so like gnocchi and any like tomato sauce, I'm a fan of. I have experienced, I love sushi. Oh, something that has been growing, like ramen. Like not the cup noodles, but like the ramen that you can buy in like the Japanese style. It's amazing.
Is there any one of those plates that might slightly remind you of someone special, or maybe even from home?
Yeah, I mean, I think the ramen definitely. That when I was younger, I dated a guy who was, you know, Chinese, and so he would like always just put me out onto that and put me into the spot that now to this day I still always go, or if anyone I know wants to go there, that's where I usually, you know, go. So yeah, that's. I think that's a direct influence of him.
Okay. Do you observe certain rules or traditions in regards to food or drink? Why or why not?
No. I love my pork, so I'm for sure. So, yeah, no. Maybe just food. I mean, drinks. If I drink a soda, it has to be diet, so just no sugar, given because of my family's. I grew up drinking all diet stuff because everyone in my family is diabetic.
Right, okay. If you could go anywhere in the world to try new food, where would you go and why?
India. Oh my Jesus. Definitely India. I mean, I love their food. Absolutely, absolutely. And it's, I mean, the food and just the culture of it.
Okay. What is a meal snack can you eat all the time and not get rid of?
I like chips. Like, so I usually just like the regular chips, like the plain ones, because how I grew up eating it is putting, you know, hot sauce on it and squeezing some lime. So anything that I can do that, I mean, I may not have those ingredients at me available, like at work per se, but whenever I have the chance, that's something I go to.
Okay. And to you, what is the most important meal of the day?
At the moment, now is lunch. Something where I can get me through the day, give me energy. And again, because I'm the most active during the middle of the day, that's where I can get more, I can afford to eat the heavier.
Okay. Are there any foods that have scarred you?
That's the same one that you. No, just besides the thing that I had mentioned, the liver, chicken liver.
Okay. What do you think about fast food and how often do you have it?
Oh my God. I know I should not eat it, but I just like, I don't know, I just like the taste. I think one specific, I think it's, I've been eating it more now than ever is because a McDonald's recently opened by my house where it's like right directly to the train station, and so whenever I'm just like craving something and it's just like I want to get something quick, that's like those fries.
Okay. Have you kept any traditions
from what I grew up with?
You could say from where you grew up with the persons you grew up with, maybe by your ethnicity.
Oh, absolutely. I think I'm a huge, I'm a social worker, and so it's like in that, in my training has been taught, like, you know, individuals are often influenced by the environment, and I think everything that I've come across with or experienced or have witnessed has remnants of in my, who the person I am or who I've become. or who I want to be. I'm just going from like the Bronx, which is like, you know, the poorest county in the country, but it's something that pushes me to improve myself and excel. But I still love it, you know, regardless of its status or, you know, how it's expressed.
How do you feel when people appropriate your food?
Oh,
meaning like
yeah.
Taco Bell.
Oh my God, it's the worst. I hate Tex-Mex food. I hate it. I will not enter a quote-unquote Mexican restaurant if it's not, I don't find it to be authentic or have some sort of means of trying. I am definitely, I don't know, like I support those who are, you know, Mexican-owned locations because not to say that, you know, people outside of the ethnicity cannot replicate Mexican dishes, but I think that there is a level of authenticity and love and passion for it that comes from someone who grew up in that group, in that culture, to be able to share that. Plus, I just enjoy supporting the community, you know, investing in spending money in their business. That's something true to me.
What meals have been passed down to you, and why is it significant?
I think a lot. Something that I usually like. I mean, I grew up, you know, my family wasn't always comfortable financially. So, like, simple things such as, like, fried beans or tortillas, you know, go a long way with me. You know, the simple quesadilla. Those are, like, simple things that are just, like, we're always go-tos or cheap to make and but pretty filling. Corn. I mean, Latin America, corn is central. There's history behind it all. So that's something I would easily just go to and always hold on to as being important or significant.
Okay. Is there anything I didn't ask that I should have asked?
No, in fact, some of the questions you had asked were right on. I was like, oh my God, that's so important. That is true. Duh. So yeah, I think
everything was fully answered.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for this interview.